Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Hoovering, the podcast about eating. I'm Jessica Fostercue. I love eating as much as anything else in the world, but also it sometimes brings me conflict, shame, and all sorts of other things that are rubbish. It's complicated and I think fascinating. This is a conversation with an interesting soul, not just about food, but about gobbling it up, or if you will, hoovering. Hello. First of all, thank you very much for listening. I would be even more grateful if you haven't already, if you could be bollocksed to rate, review and subscribe. It does us wonders, extraordinary wonders. Also, if you're really into this Hoovering podcast and you've got any spare bucks to your name and you could help us out, keep running the podcast and keep it getting better and better, then I'm on this amazing site called Patreon where you can swap anything from tiny to ridiculous amounts of money for gifts that are sort of relevant to the podcast. It's a really good idea for a website, actually, isn't it? What clever people. Anyway, if you've got spare pennies that you could give towards the Hoovering pod each month in exchange for very cool things, go to patreon.com/thehooveringpod. This week's guest is rising superstar comedian Rosie Jones. This one is a gem. We recorded for nearly 2 hours, and I won't muck about. Editing it down was very hard. Rosie invites me to her house in North London, where we saw a sunny afternoon out with a heavily vegetable-laden pastry and some deliciously cold lager. Heaven! Rosie's got cerebral palsy, and her story about a woman's opinions on her eating might give you some rage, but I have to say it above anything else. This, for me, was the funniest Hoovering I've recorded so far. Rosie is so funny. She tells me about her adventurous foodie upbringing. Luckily for us, in terms of memory, she's got a photographic mouth. She shares so many incredible stories. The scene she sets at the very end sounds quite literally out of this world. Let's start. So to set the scene now, we've already cracked our Polish lech beers open and Rosie's off talking about one of her favourite things.
A little bit of Scotch egg.
It is a good a thing of beauty.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about a crappy little tiny bowl.
That's not a Scotch egg. That's a savoury egg.
Yeah.
It's a very different beast. Yeah, that's got like mashed up.
Yeah.
It's got like egg mayonnaise inside. You. A tiny bowl.
No. Go away. On the whole, I love All eggs.
All eggs.
All eggs.
Good. Babbage.
Yeah.
Cabbage cream.
Yeah. Oh my god. And I have literally just finished my final cream egg of Easter.
What?
Guess how many I have.
Oh, because we should, for the listeners, say we're recording this in July.
Yeah.
Well, tell me that you're not someone who can save chocolate from May to July, from April to July. How many cream eggs did you have?
Oh, yeah, 62.
What happened? How did you get 62 Rosie Jones? What happened? Did you win a competition?
No.
Did you steal?
No. I can't. Accidentally buying more.
So hang on, these weren't gifts. This is you. You purchased 62 units out of fear that they're going to stop being on sale. You were trying to get yourself a year's supply.
Yeah.
And you've lasted to July on 62.
Yeah. I was having one a day too.
Keep the doctor near. Rosie, I've never loved you more. I have to ask, how do you eat your cream egg?
Oh, right. So, I get rid of the wrapper.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah!
Not just because, obviously, you're not going to eat it, but I know what you mean. Sometimes people hold on to it for purchase, right? Because they're going to go in.
Some people, like, peel down the top half. No!
Have they got all the time in the world?
No! Oh, also, picture in the scene. It's normally about 1 a.m. after a gig, I'm in bed and I'm naked.
I mean, you've asked me to picture it, so I absolutely am.
Yeah, are you with me?
I'm with you.
And I do that so that any spillage will go on my body and I can just lick it off.
Absolutely perfect.
So, get rid of the wrapper. Like, bite the top half, but only thin end.
Right,
like
big chocolate
T-tens.
Density. Yeah, T-tens. Very nice.
Then, controversial,
right.
I pick up a teaspoon. That I took to bed with me.
Perfect.
And I scoop out all the fondant in one.
In what? So hang on, you are using the spoon, you're not using the handle of the spoon.
No.
So you've made quite a big, a lot has come off that tease.
But I've done it now 62 times.
Yep.
So my preliminary bite is perfect for the teaspoon to come through.
My preliminary bite is perfect. You've made me snort. Less than 5 minutes in and you've made me snort. Oh, God.
And then I get it out in one, like, Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
So you got a hollow egg and you got a spoon full of fondant.
Yeah.
What I do now is I put the hollow shell on my bookcase.
Right.
Leave that. You don't need it for now.
Okay.
And then you... I put the...
This is like Brighton Revisited.
I put the spoon in my mouth.
Yeah, all in.
But I only take off a layer.
Nice. You skim off the skim off the top.
And I repeat that so I probably get four layers out of the spoon.
Nice.
Lick the whole spoon clean.
Got it.
Pop that on the bookcase.
Because you don't need it.
Don't need it. It's absolutely clean.
Yeah, it's absolutely clean. And then what happens?
So then you pick up the hollow egg and you put it in your mouth whole. Done.
Hang on, like a canapé, like a sushi piece.
Yeah, you just get rid of it just in your mouth, tongue through the hole, and then gone.
I think, gone. Do you chew it?
No.
No, you let it dissolve.
Yeah.
Just let it slowly melt into... Yeah. Oh, God.
And then,
just the thought of it, it's just... I've got this layer of spit, of happy spit in my mouth, just when my mouth wants that to happen to it.
I won't give you a cream egg, but...
You've eaten all 62.
I've eaten all 62.
I'm going to have another look, but this time I'm not going to put my face
down.
I reckon that's done.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Well, I hope it's not. I've never made it before, and I've not really followed that recipe.
Hello.
I've never made like a tart like this before, but I've had it made for me and always been so impressed.
You're going maverick.
I'm going maverick, I am.
Shall we get a plate?
Yes. Oh, ooh, 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 ooh. I was going to do a salad with it, and I'm kind of glad I have a bowl. There's a million vegetables.
I love that. The more veg, the better.
I love it that you love them.
I've always loved vegetables, especially now.
Really?
That's something I do after doing gigs.
Yeah.
I'll just crack open a bag of spinach, woot it all, and then just eat that.
Eat the whole bag of spinach. Yeah. When you get home, I mean, obviously.
Yeah.
I had an image of you finding somewhere to wilt the spinach while you're still out.
Have you ever had anemia? Have you ever had an iron deficiency?
No!
Obviously not, if you're eating a whole bag of spinach when you get... But I wonder whether... I feel like that's you being really good at listening to your body.
Yeah.
Because we all need tons of grief.
Oh, yeah.
And not many people's bodies listen to their bodies or have a body that asks.
Yeah. I went to Rio to the Paralympics a few years ago.
Amazing.
And it was really great, but food-wise, like, it was meat,
really?
And cheese. I went to a restaurant. And it was a corner shop.
Yeah.
And it was fridges on every side. And what you did, you had to pick out your meat from the fridge.
Nice.
And pick out your cheese.
Yeah.
And pick out your bread.
Right.
And then you pay for it. Oh, then take it. And then they cook it.
Nice.
So it was amazing.
Get it.
But you were just eating meat and cheese and bread and that. Yeah.
There's lots of bits of the world like that, though. I mean, like in Scandinavia, or even like when you look at like Germanic countries with their breakfast, it's really meaty and cheesy. Yeah. And it's delicious, but you think, how are you ever shitting?
Yeah, how do you shit?
How did you cope then in Rio? Just not
shit? Oh, no, I just had to get on and eat all the meat, all the bread and all the cheese.
Perfect.
But I got home, and that night the first thing I did was I just set a whole like broccoli, and that's all. I
just had. Raw? Did you just have it just raw?
Yeah.
I used to get mocked in Edinburgh because when we get home, everyone would get like, you know, haggis and chips, or even like some samosas from the like off license did like really greasy samosas have probably been sat there all day, but everyone was getting like end of day food, and I really that year just I'd eat a head of broccoli a day, but I'd normally do it in a couple of sittings, but I was dunking it in that hummus that's got pine nuts in it.
Oh yes, please,
the Sabra one, and it's just it's like, oh my God, it's so good. I'm having another beer.
Yeah.
I finished my lech.
Yeah.
My Polish lech. Can I get you one, used to?
Yes. Play that down
there. Shall we have a Timisoariana? Oh, a Romanian one.
That's a lovely name for a child.
Well, if I ever have another, I'll call it Timisoariana. Timisoariana. Or there's a... Oh, my God. How you say? How would you say that? C-I-U-C.
Sitch. Sitch.
God, it's a hot summer's afternoon, and it's a fucking lovely day to be drinking beer and eating tart.
Nice. Oh, yes.
Really nice.
Please.
Going again.
Oh, yes.
Really nice.
Please, can't you pour it? Because I'm a lady.
What? You're a lazy cunt. Lazy cunt.
Yeah.
Lazy cunt.
Yeah. Can we swear?
Oh, yeah. It's a podcast.
Really?
Rudy, it's a podcast. I'm just having a sip. How rude is this?
I like it.
Oh, it's so nice.
Is it?
Mmm. These are all so good.
Yeah.
Eastern Europe. I like your beer.
We should go on a beer tour.
I think it's a terrible idea and we could die. But yes, I mean, taste wise, yeah.
Why?
Because we're not very good at having like boundaries or limits. I'm going to sprinkle some new... Have you ever had this?
No, okay, I'm sharing treats.
I feel like I need to... So what I've made is... I'll put the recipe in the podcast notes, but it's basically a courgette tart, but it's got a pesto I've made in it that's got coriander, mint, lemon oil and cashews.
Yeah.
And then on top there's courgette, spinach, red onion. I've kind of made it up, so I'll put the recipe on, but I've added shit. And then pine nuts.
Oh, wow.
And really slow cooked red onions.
Oh.
And for B12, if you don't eat meat and dairy, you need extra B12. So you can get these. They look disgusting. Yeah. They look like fish food. They're called yeast flakes. But they fucking taste yummy. And it's yeast, but dried into flakes. And you get this vitamin out of it. Like, but do you like Marmite?
Not really.
Do you want to just lick your finger and try a flake? They taste umami. It tastes like miso. Bit salty, bit cheesy.
So you don't get it because you don't like marmite, but I love twiglets.
You are fucking weird.
I know.
What about that?
I love that.
Okay, great.
Pop it on.
It's instead of cheese.
Give me some of that B12.
So it's called nutritional yeast, but the vegans call it nooch.
Nooch. It's so cool.
The opposite. Okay, I'm bloody going in. What I've done is loaded the tart very high with filling, like I would a pizza.
Can I apologise first?
Yes.
And this is always an issue for me, but it's so raw at the moment.
Yes.
So, because of my disabilities, surprise, I'm disabled. I'm a slow eater and I'm a loud eater.
Tuck in.
Shut up.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I've always not really given a shit.
Perfect attitude.
Not at all until Tuesday.
This Tuesday?
So 4 days ago, I've been at home for my birthday.
Yeah.
And my mum always does the same thing where she pops me on the train with a flat white.
Oh, and I love your mum.
A blondie.
Oh.
Have you ever had a blondie?
Is it? No, I don't think I have. Tell me about it.
It's a bit like a bakewell tart, but
I was thinking millionaire shortbread.
Well, it's square. It's like oblong, but it's like jam and sponge with almonds on the top.
Hang on, has she made this? She bought you?
Nah, Costa. So, I love this because I do get homesick, but I love coming back to London, eating my blondie and thinking, she got me this, and I'm so happy. So I was happily eating my blondie and sipping my flat white, and a woman got on and sat next to me and immediately started texting her friend, and I am so nosy. People call me Nosy Rosie. So I see someone texting, and obviously...
It's very much, I think you're doing yourself down, it's human instinct if someone next to you has started texting.
Also, she was older, so her text size was massive.
I knew what you were going to say. Where a young person has helped an elderly person turn their text messages to you. How could you not look at that?
No! So, like, I just had to read it. And she had put, "Kill me now." I'm sat next to a loud eater, and then she carries on, I'm gonna throttle her. And immediately I wanted to cry.
That's totally reasonable, but immediately as you're telling me, I want to kill that woman. Kill's a bit strong. But what I'd like to do is slap her with the back of my hand. But just look around you.
I don't know, because I hadn't thought, and sometimes I call it passable, where people don't realise I'm disabled.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe she hadn't seen that, but and I thought, how am I meeting the blondie? She must have known. And so I just wrapped it up and put it in my bag. And I just stared out the window for 2 hours.
Rosie! I want you to eat your fucking blondie as loud as you like.
So now I'm really worried that I'll be
Please, loud. I almost want you to make an extra effort to eat yours as loud as you can.
Who does that?
But also, if you are the sort of person who likes slagging people off, say popping a tweet up or texting a friend on a train, when you like commenting on the people around you on a train, don't set everything to massive. Like it's almost impossible. She almost might as well have been saying it out loud. But it's so infuriating. Why are people's tolerance levels so low? I was silly earlier for being like, I'd like to do violence to her. What I'd really like to do is be like, do you know Corrie Shaw? She's a promoter in comedy, but she has like a largely invisible disability, but she's in chronic pain. And she's doing a campaign. So she's often using public transport, and because it's not obviously apparent, like you say, like in certain circumstances, I suppose, unless you're whatever it is that displays for people that they ought to. But so there are badges now that say, please give me a seat.
Yeah.
That not just I'm pregnant, please give me a seat for transport in London, which is such a great idea.
Oh,
but she started this campaign called, it's hashtag look up. And it's just to try and encourage people to look up. I mean, it's that simple, isn't it? I think if you've got people in your life, or if you've ever been someone temporarily or permanently who could do with a slight bit of extra consideration, whether it comes to whether you're going to eat loud, you might need to sit down, perhaps you could carry their bag up them stairs because there was no lift. There's loads of stuff when you're in public that actually, I think perhaps it's quite a London-y thing, but I think it's everywhere. I think people are awkward, and I think people are increasingly, because of mobile phones and social media, we're up in our heads. Mm. And it's that thing of going, no, I'm not at home, I'm not on my own. Snap out of it, look around you. Is there some way you could be being a better citizen?
Yeah, just be aware.
Mm-hmm.
This is so yummy.
Good.
Really great.
I've never made a tart before, and I'm really happy if that's not the most arrogant thing to say in the world. But also, it's that thing as well. So you were saying earlier you love vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
Which, frankly, is one of the least northern things I've ever heard.
I know. I worry about myself. I've really changed. Because I've been in London now for 7 years.
Yeah.
And I really feel like I'm becoming a prick. Just a real because I find myself going, is it organic? You're put it in your mouth. That's what I had to do for 21 years.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's any big city where you have access to loads of food, but also when you get to the point where you can, it depends on people's priorities as well.
Yeah.
Like, but if you get to the point where you can afford like really that, good food,
yeah,
then, and that's what you, because I think sometimes people can afford that, but actually their priorities lie elsewhere, which is fine. Like, I've never spent money on clothes.
No.
Or I don't know, my money's gone on stuff. Like, I don't have anything to show for it. It goes for food and and going out. And, yeah, I mean, anyway. So, I think if you are someone who spends their money on food, when you first start being able to buy, posh food, basically, and then on top of that, then you have access to all this food from all around the world and stuff, it does turn you into a bit of a wanker. Right.
But actually, I've always been a wanker.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Tell me about the early days of you being a wanker.
Well, my mum and dad are teachers.
Right.
But when they were quite young, they became like heads of department and eventually deputy heads.
Wow.
So we had more money coming into the house and we would spend that on food.
I love your family.
It's so great. And actually they had the best advice when they had me. They said, never let your child change your life.
Really?
And they never did. So when they had more money, they wanted to spend that money on nice restaurants, like Michelin Dad restaurants.
Awesome.
And they would always take me and my brother.
That is amazing.
So great. So actually, when that started happening, I was about 8.
Brilliant.
And my brother was 3.
They were taking a 3-year-old to Michelin-starred restaurants.
So we laugh and we say that my brother has slept in the best restaurants in the world. Yes, because actually, if they're worth their soul.
Yeah.
Then we'll have children in and we'll laugh. Because one time we went to a restaurant in London and we were in a little queue and my brother was, yes, I think he was 3 at the time. And he had just wandered up with another family and sat down with them. So my mum was like, I'm so sorry. Grabbed him away and then had a meltdown because the family he was sitting with was Simon Le Bon.
Oh my God!
And they just nonchalantly sat down next to Simon.
In this posh restaurant in London.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
And then he would eat his meal.
Mm.
Quietly, because he never knew when they did.
Yeah, he's been a really good boy. He's been
so good. great.
Yeah.
And they get one of the napkins and put it over themselves and they go to sleep.
So scrum diddly-umptious.
No.
And then you can be in my podcast.
Scrum diddly-umptious.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Where did you grow up?
Bridlington.
Oh, I've never been.
It's near Scarborough,
mm-hmm.
But shit. If they can't afford to go to Scarborough,
yeah,
they go to Brid.
Perfect.
And it's on the seaside, so they nail friendships.
But, it's an art form.
But my favourite part of growing up by the seaside isn't the summer. You avoid the beach at summer because all the people from Leeds.
It's English tourists. Leeds, yeah. Were they your grockles? We called them grockles. Did you call them? Did you have a nickname for your English tourists?
We called them Wezzies.
Wezzies.
Because they're from West Yorkshire, right. And we're East Yorkshire.
Right, Wezzies.
We don't like Wezzies. So you'd avoid the seaside in summer. But winter will be your time, mm-hmm. And yet wrap up so many layers, and you walk along the whole beach, and it will be empty.
Amazing.
That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And then you get to the only shop that was open and you get piping hot donuts that were just covered in sugar.
Oh, wow. And jam in the middle ones.
No, rings. Just rings.
Mm.
Just sugar donuts. And you'd be so cold that you could feel the warmth entering your body. That's what I miss.
Oh, that is glorious.
Really?
Is it still like that where you're from?
Yeah, it's a bit sad because when I say I'm from Brit, people either go, no, never heard of it.
I've heard of it.
Or they say, oh, what, well, I used to go there as a child. And that's a key word, used. Yeah. No one goes there anymore because it's cheaper to get a cheap flight to Spain.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a tired, worn town. Our whole weekend was spent travelling and finding nice restaurants.
It's awesome. I love your parents so much for doing that. No wonder you love food. Your parents have travelled you to the amazing food. That's so cool.
When I think about my life, every big moment has food involved somehow. I think I got a bit of food autism. I can remember every single meal
about. Tell me about a meal that you remember from a big point in your life.
So a few months ago, we were talking about our holiday to Boston, and this was in 2001, so I was 11, it was 17 years ago. And the children, remember when we went to Boston? And I said, yeah, we stayed in that hotel where I had steak and chips with a peppercorn sauce and spinach, and I had a side salad with a blue cheese dressing.
Oh, Americans know how to do a blue cheese dressing.
The side salad was like a bowl. It was massive. I'm holding up my fruit bowl.
Okay, that's a big bowl. That's
it,
a lot of salad.
It was that big. But I can remember it in minute detail.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Do you know, and as someone who doesn't eat meat and dairy anymore, as a rule, very flexible, I remember the best steak I ever had.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work, as a teenager, I worked in a hotel called the Purbeck House Hotel.
Nice.
I was a chambermaid and eventually a waitress, not really so much a graduation as an acceptance that I was a terrible chambermaid. They sacked me and my mum went in and went, please take her back on. I just never taught her how to clean.
No!
But I mean, who cares? I think I was on £3.50 an hour at my peak.
Great.
At my peak, after my last promotion. Anyway, when I was waitressing, I'm still friends with the chef there now, Ian Simpson, who is awesome and has a beautiful hotel in Charmouth.
Yeah.
Called the White House. Anyone passing through that part of the world in Dorset, it is awesome. It's the most beautiful building, and he is an incredible chef. Anyway, I remember going, having worked there, and being kind of annoyed that we were going there. I think it was my dad's birthday. It was someone's birthday, so unlike you, I can't remember the details. But anyway, I remember the food. I remember being a bit like, oh, a bit of a busman's holiday that I've got to go to work and like dress up smart to go for a meal at work. And bearing in mind, I knew the food was good, because I was often like nibbling scraps up before I gave them in to get the plates washed. I'd like stand in the corner and eat the leftovers. Anyway, I had surf and turf, but like posh. I think it might be the only time I've ever had a fillet steak in a restaurant. I kind of went all out on the money front. I had a fillet steak. It was small and it was red and it was in the middle of the plate, and it just had three massive prawns. It was so simple, and then it had this garlic butter drizzled over, and it was like, that's the first time I ever ate something really posh, small, simple, posh.
Yeah,
beautifully cooked.
That's it, in a posh restaurant, they'll never overpace you.
Yeah.
But it's getting that balance.
Yeah.
Because especially in the early 2000s, it was cool to have like a tiny little cordon bleu meal. No, thank you.
No, thank you. No, no, thank you. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I couldn't love you more.
No.
Filthy hangover, what are you having?
Oh my God. So, have we said that we're at my house?
No, we haven't even said that we're at your house. We're at Rose's house.
We're at my house and I'm in a flat and I love my road. So my road is just estate agents and chicken shops.
Perfect.
And that's it.
Real Walthamstow.
Yeah. Oh my God, so now cool. People know where I live.
Sorry, Rosie.
I'll get hounded.
Do you want me to cut it out or would you like to get hounded?
I like being hounded.
I'll leave it in. She's in Walthamstow, about 5 minutes walk from the station. Nice, guys. Cool.
So, naturally, I tasted every chicken shop. Mm-hmm. I had to.
From your window, I shouldn't say that because then you really could get stalked. Yeah. I can see a chicken shop from your window.
Yeah.
Are these nice places here?
One there.
Oh, there's another there.
But, so now
I've
got a favourite. Mm-hmm. So if I'm hungover, I will put on the nearest clothes.
Yeah.
And if that is pyjamas,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And I will stumble to the chicken shop that is slightly to the left.
Right, I see.
Can you see it? It doesn't have a sign on the moment.
The one with the green shirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, the signless chicken shop, yes. Yeah.
So what I love about this is that you've been brought up on Michelin-starred food, but you have still sampled every filthy chicken shop your road. Good.
Yeah. Great. I keep my feet grounded. And I will just get a chicken wrap meal,
mm-hmm.
which is chicken wrap. I go for a Mexican seasoning and I have a side and it's very out there, but my side.
What do you get with the meal? Do you get a side with the meal?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you get chips, drink. What drink you having?
Coke.
Okay, full fat.
Full fat if I'm hungover. Yeah. Diet if I'm just feeling sorry for myself. And then the side, I tried all the sides.
Good.
Of course I have.
Yeah.
I've only lived here 3 months. I tried all the sides. I tried your fries, your wedges. But actually now, spicy rice.
Yes.
Because rice just soaks up all the shit.
All the horror from last night. Some spicy. And it's the spicy bit that helps. Something about the spiciness helps. Do you think it helps you just sweat it out?
Yeah. And good then I was stumbled back here.
Yeah.
Just to get it all out on the table.
Yeah.
Maybe add some hot sauce.
Yeah.
My flatmate is a big fan of hot sauce.
Me too.
So our fridge is about 80% hot sauce.
Perfect.
Because I'm always out my fridge, it's so embarrassing.
Do you into cooking?
So this is the thing. Yes, I am. But I need to cook alone.
Right.
Because if anyone's in the same room as me, they freak out too much. They're like, oh my god, what are you doing with that knife? You're gonna kill yourself. And I might kill myself, but I feel like it will be on my turn. And because they're worrying, I'm worrying, but...
Also, you're far more likely just to wound someone than kill yourself.
Yeah, fine. But I've had some horrific injuries. but I like it. I like
it. Tell me about one of them.
So my favourite one is at uni. I was making chilli and I absolutely nailed it.
Get it.
And I was just putting the rice from the pan to the plate. And now wobbled, and all the rice went on my hand and up my arm. But because it had gone straight from hob to arm, it was boiling hot. So a lot of them stuck to the arm and battered them off, but it was so cool. It looked like henna.
Did it look like henna?
Because I had an individual white mark.
I'm in my tum. It's the future and lots of stuff is extinct. Lots of excellent things. The last pair of whales who could ever conceivably bonk out new whales have been trapped by a sea life centre and only you can save them. Don't ask why, but the only way that only you can do it is to hypnotise the evil owner of the sea life centre by dancing for her for 98 hours. And it can't all be gentle mummy swaying dancing either. It's got to be really going
for a good potential.
Well, great. Then you suggest to her while you've hypnotised her to release the whales immediately and incarcerate herself forever instead until she goes extinct. You do it!
Yay!
You're a hero! Humankind, whale kind, I should say, is saved!
Yay!
You're allowed a shower or whatever it is you need to feel like you are present and well again.
Yeah.
You're knackered out. You're sweaty Betty. You're the most physically tired, but in that kind of adrenaline off it way. But that's just ebbing and you just start to realise how hungry you are and how ready to eat you are. Tell me, you can have the feast of your dreams. Your reward is the platter of your dreams.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're eating, what you're drinking, who with, and where, if there's a where.
Right. So, yeah, I'm really worried about this whole episode because I think I come up as a posh prick.
You don't.
I am. So, Sex and Sin is my favourite restaurant in the world. And it's called The Cliff in Barbados. And it's a restaurant set into the cliff.
What? Yeah. Did you go there as a kid?
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rosie, I want your childhood.
I know. But I think I make it okay for myself, and never took it for granted.
Dude, it's not just okay, it's amazing. And you deserved it.
It's so
a brilliant thing. But also, like, you can just keep that. I think that food is a really wonderful, beautiful thing, and that there's no shame in having parents who, your parents were teachers, for Christ's sake. Like, you're not I was born into a bed of patch. And that every night we had Wagyu beef. Yeah. This is someone who, whose family went, right, what do we going to spend our excess money on? And I am down with, I am down with taking your children and your toddlers. So cool.
They worked so hard that they said, right, you know what, to reward ourselves, we're going to Barbados.
I love it. But tell me about the cliff. Tell me what you're eating.
So the cliff is overlooking the sea.
Yeah.
And the sea in Barbados is so still.
Yeah.
And so clear.
Yeah.
So whilst I'm eating my meal, you can see stingrays coming past.
Wow.
So that's where I am.
Wow.
And who would? It will be my favourite people in the world. Mum, Dad, brother. We're just the best unit.
I love it.
And so like
it. Oh, I'm welling up.
Oh!
It's so lovely. It's so lovely, yeah.
And then, so I probably start with a cocktail.
Nice.
I'm talking amaretto sour.
Perfect.
Really great. And then I feel bad about eating seafood now that I've said all the whales.
If anything, it's just going to redress the balance.
So I probably have scallops.
Mm. They'd be hand-dived. They'd be ethically sourced.
So great. Scallops on a bed of mashed potatoes.
Mm.
Can I have anything?
Yeah.
So these scallops will be made by my granddad. Who is not here anymore. He passed away 2 years ago. And my nana would make all the food. But scallops will be his speciality. So he will make my scallop starter. And then, mine, I just had a batch steak at a medium rare, and I'd have hand-cut fries, not too fat, not too thin, probably in that Jenga, like,
tower. I know exactly what you mean.
And then that's spinach.
I love it that you even know how you want this served.
Yeah.
Spinach and broccoli.
Have
it just saute, just with garlic and butter.
Oh, yeah. Probably actually the spinach has some pine nuts in. Have I said steak and smoothie and rice?
Yeah.
So you cut into it and it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. And then I'd have steak au poivre, which is steak with a pepper sauce. So great.
Yeah.
And then for dessert at the clip, I do a chocolate ball. And I got no idea how they do it. So it's a chocolate spear.
Yeah.
And then they bring it on the plate. And they have like a salty caramel sauce in the jug.
Right.
And when they put it on your table, they then pour the sauce onto the ball.
Yeah.
And the ball.
The ball's made of hard chocolate, like a spherical Easter egg.
Yeah.
And milk chocolate.
Yeah. The ball disintegrates to leave a ball of vanilla ice cream in the middle.
Fuck off.
So you got the hot sauce, you got the cold caramel, and cold ice cream, and melted chocolate milk ball.
God.
And then you go upstairs of the cliff to the comfy sofas.
You allowed a nap? No,
no,
sorry.
You could do, but not for me. I'm opting for an espresso martini.
Yes.
And you just watch the waves lapping, licking the beach.
Oh.
And there is no calmness like it. You're full, you're relaxed, you're happy, you're tanned, you're looking really fit. Perfect.
I feel like very emotional. It's just the most incredible answer. I can picture it. I'm there. You've taken me there, even though I've never been. But I've honestly never, ever had a desire from a description of a meal to go to a place more.
Oh, it's so great. It's so great.
A massive thank you to Rosie. What a scene she sets. I was completely welled up. She knows how to tug a bloody heartstring, that bastard, as if being funny wasn't enough. She'll be a household name in the next few years, I reckon, so look her up right now. Rosie Jones. Her handle on Twitter and stuff is at Josie Rones. So just swap the J and the R. She's taking her first ever hour show up to the Edinburgh Festival. It's called 15 Minutes and it's in the Pleasance at 8:30 p.m. If you're up there, you have to go. I'll be there. I'm on all the social medias as at Jessica Fosterkew, and I'd love it if you rated and reviewed episodes of this Hoovering podcast, please. The podcast needs following as well, at The Hoovering Pod on Instagram, Twitter, everything, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of building a life of its own. It's not all just begging and bragging. If you'd like to email me, do it through my website, jessicafosterkew.com. I love it when that happens. Hoovering is produced by Emma Corsham, and the music is by Mike Greenway. Until next week, happy hoovering.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.